Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Welcome back. Georgia Lunch appeared on Metal Shop last week, and she is back this week in the second half of her live stream with us. It just gets weirder and crazier. She is a demon, and she cannot be stopped. HR be damned. Let's get into it.
Alex, sir.
I'm curious.
Some ambiance.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to. Which one am I supposed to do?
So I'm gonna take us. We're gonna go on. we're gonna take a mild journey. Tell me what.
Oh, we're supposed to talk about this every time this comes on. This isn't an advertisement, but this is us seeking advertisements from this company.
We are not sponsored by this beer, but
we should be.
You guys are watching. 1919.
The rivals are watching. Still here.
Oh,
what beer is that?
Wait, what's that one?
This is called the Gatorade. It is their Pride Month.
No, that wins points for me right away.
And it is from Good Neighbor Brewing here in Winnipeg.
Which one's Good Neighbor?
They used to be a part of Trans Canada, and then they started their own thing, but they're brewed out of, I can't remember which location that they're partnered with, but they've got their own thing going. And this is, they've got a series of Gatorade Sour series, and this is
cool
punch one.
I like the
I'm all in on that. Fantastic. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's, we need more of that stuff.
They got one. They do one every year at Half Pints. They have the Pride. What do they call it? The Pride beer.
Hang on.
Oh, he's gonna get one.
He's got one.
Because I usually get one because it's a bit more like, it's like,
oh, this is with where you had the 1919 little brown jug. There you go. Queer beer.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a cherry lime lager, and it is phenomenal.
Ooh. Yeah, they like to use, I mean, I guess for the flavor of the month, of pun intended, they like to use a lot of fruity colors.
Yeah, they got
to
make a
fruity flavors.
That's good.
Flavors, but the beers are good. They're like summer.
Yeah, summer beers.
IPA, sours, they're good. If I go somewhere, I'll have a queer beer. I'll usually order it like that. I'll come in and I'll,
one queer beer, please.
I love it.
And they're usually,
it's awesome.
They're usually like, should I be worried? And I say no. Anyway,
probably yes.
No. I have anyway.
What? You hear that? It's ominous. Oh. I don't know what it is. Okay, what song were you playing, sir?
All right, before I begin, does anyone know what know what the Silmarils are.
It's a shorthand for Silmarillion.
Like the Silmarillion?
Yes.
The book by Tolkien?
The Silmarillion, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I found them there.
Yes.
Oh, they're French.
No, that's not the band. I'm just asking if you've heard of it. So, we are going to go to a band. I'm sure people... Okay, I'm going to go right to the band because this didn't work.
Nice segue.
Yeah, it was a bad segue. Band people have probably heard of. Famous power metal band, Blind Guardian.
Okay.
Epic.
They do
epic.
This means epic, by the way.
Yeah. These could be any number of things being held. They are... You know, I don't think they get the love that, and right, like they're pretty well known, but I think, don't think they get the recognition they deserve. They're like pretty, like good. So there is an album of theirs called.
Yeah, it's like you're getting further and further away from your.
I have a computer. I have a computer and I'm just looking at yours. Oh. The song I want to look for is called, it's, if you want to look up, it's called The Curse of Feanor.
Curse of. Oh, Feanor. How the hell do you spell that?
Feanor. It would be on the album called...
Oh, you got it.
It's like the...
I got it.
Yeah, what is the... Yeah, I think it's like...
There's multiple bands that have done this song. Is this Blind Guardian one?
This is the Blind Guardian.
It's not the Josh Ritter one?
Nope.
Okay.
I think it's like the... Hey, like the a night fall on Middle Earth or something is the album, I think. But yeah, the curse of Feanor. We will
all right, let's give this a go. What? Don't tell Georgia I have tomorrow off, because then she's going to make me come into the office.
Oh, fair enough. No.
I don't want to get in trouble.
So that was Songwind about Feanor. He was an elf who took the light of the
two trees. I think you need to use that voice.
He made the Cimmerils, which were just these awesome jewels, and then lo and behold, Morgoth stole it because he was a dick. And then he made the poor decision of making an oath to take on anyone who would stand in his way getting them back or slaying Morgoth. So it caused him to go on a crusade and came into contact with other people, humans and elves and other people who shouldn't have fought. And yeah, it's a troubling tale.
I didn't follow any of that.
Well, you'll just have to read the Cimmerillion.
Is that from the
great similar book?
This is Tolkien. This is Tolkien lore.
I haven't read that yet.
It's
you might have to get an audio read.
It's a textbook.
It's a textbook.
I'm gonna try reading it for the second time, maybe in a few years.
Look at you bragging.
I tried.
You're trying to get a promotion?
No, I tried to read it and I didn't get through it because it's a textbook of lore. It's like in the beginning, God created the universe, and you're like, here we go. This is from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I read that when I was in high school after I read Lord of the Rings for the first time. And being in a Christian school, I was very used to that language. So I read it very easily, but it very much is like, and Jacob begot so-and-so, and they begot so-and-so, and it just goes on as like a historical reference, but it's a very good read.
My favorite part of the Bible was when Jesus said, enough is enough, he chops the ring from Sauron's hand.
Wait, did you say God?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Like he was, he's like, enough is enough, bro. And he's like, what are you going to do about it?
Did Jesus say, use bro?
Yeah.
Because my kids all the time use bra. Listen, bra.
No, this is pre-bra. This is bro.
It's bro. Okay, this is bro.
This is the proper vernacular.
Vernacular.
So he just says, like, you know, cool it, Sauron. Your buddy Satan's a dick and you're being one too. And he says, well, naturally, he just tries to choke him out because when you put a ring on your finger, that's your vulnerable point. You should probably put it as close as you can to someone. But Jesus knows Kung Fu. So he just chopped it right off. He says, get that shit out.
Did you say Kung Fu?
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. Okay. It's like Jesus
Kung Fu. Really so Jesus out Kung well Fu. Since
this
we
was,
are
this
in
was
a in, metal shop.
This was in the song we just listened to. Was nobody reading the lyrics? Ah. Anyway, who's next?
Was anyone else reading lyrics? Do we have a homework we're supposed to be doing?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just being annoying.
You guys can read. It sounds like you're overqualified.
I just want to make rings in a fire. That's all I want to do.
Does that mean I can get... By the way, I'd like to...
I had a ring of fire last night. I had some Mexican. It was pretty...
Oh.
Bruh.
Right here.
So, HR, put that on the record, what he said. But for me...
But for me...
When we're considering my... a potential wage increase that I condemn any of his anti.
Wait, you're actually getting paid though. What the hell are you talking
you
about?
You got a chocolate bar and I didn't, and I'm okay. Really mad about all that. Right. So I am looking for a chocolate bar.
You are the root. I am the tingle.
Yes.
So apparently, I just got promoted. I just got a message on the interwebs.
And take me with you.
Apparently, I've been promoted to Canadian ambassador.
Oh.
I think. Yeah, apparently, you play bass. It's an ambassador. And it's we all know that nobody likes a bass player in a band. So I don't know if it's a promotion per se, but I like bass players. I think bass players are.
I really like that joke. I think if.
you I'll, really like that joke? All Thank I God somebody
is,
did. Here,
all I can do is. I think you just deserve it. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to show you how I feel about it. In the words of Jim Carrey.
I personally think Justin Chancellor is a great artist, so I disagree with your statement.
Yeah.
Well, in the words of Jim Carrey.
That's all you get.
That's what it was.
Oh, okay. And the other thing that just came through the wire, through the interwebs, is that Tony's free. He has been promoted to chairman of the board. I don't know what board. Maybe the it's in the torture room. There's that torture rack. Some people call it the board because they waterboard.
No, yeah. That just means he just gets to sit in the chair.
Or maybe he gets spanked. It's a board, like a pole board.
I mean, that sounds like a promotion. Promotion to me.
It is a promotion, yes.
It's like a work. It's like a work benefit, right?
Work benefit, yes.
Get a few spankings when you come.
You know, I mean, you know.
Did I do good? HR is here. We need.
And well, HR put that on there.
Okay, I have to pick a song apparently, and I've been too busy laughing to actually look for one. So I think I'm going to. No, Sunseed is not coming back. But
I have a friend in Jesus.
I don't know which now, one. There's
that,
one.
And now that we know how he picks Sauron Thass, I mean, yeah. everyone's going to be asking to be his friend, right?
True. Now, there's a band that we played yesterday, the day before. I can't remember. Sorry. And I decided not to play the new song. I could go with that one.
Okay.
Or I could do a little bit of psychobilly.
You do it.
Or I could do. You know, let's just warm ourselves up with this.
Do whatever you feel is in your heart cavity.
It's 1,000 degrees in here. I don't need to be warmed anymore.
Is this appropriate?
It's very appropriate.
Allow it.
You'll allow this one? I think I'm about to get fired. I don't know.
I'd like to cuddle.
I got a soft spot for these guys.
Yeah, so do I. They play hell quite often. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I've seen them a number of times when they came through hell here. So
okay. I saw their very last show when they came through Hell's Kitchen, actually, and when they I'm expecting them to come back with Hatsune Miku. After that announcement that they left everybody with at the last concert, where they're going to be avatars, so.
Oh, they're going to come back now.
Avatars.
If there's anybody that's coming back and doing shows and charging $200 a ticket for an avatar, that'd be them.
That'd be them. Yep.
Yeah.
I really think, like, for the return concert, I think they really what they really need to do is I think they need to have Max Headroom interview them before the show. I think that would be multi-levels of interesting, you know?
That would be interesting.
But Tony wants to throw this out here. So, okay, I hear you.
No, he's on the rack. They're stretching. Well, I mean, he's been stretched out, right?
He wants to remind us that everything's a circular reference, right? Mm-hmm. I once had a circular driveway and I couldn't get out, so I don't know what the circular reference means, but he is reminding us that Lou Reed, a friend of the Metal Lord, wrote music for The Elder.
Yes.
He wrote that song. Right. I think he wrote the lyrics for that song, I can't remember, and he also wrote Dark Light.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The Malevolent Which Order just
became my least favorite songs of all time.
But, you know what? Just for you. Just for you, Thomas.
Just for him, you're gonna.
And also.
Merci. We'll make him play one of the 11 or 12 minute songs from that.
And then we gotta play this one for you. I'm gonna say it again.
La jambe pastel et grilled cheese.
La jambe grilled cheese.
Best,
the most wild prime minister.
Talk hard!
Yeah, okay, we're going to talk hard. Okay, we got to get back to metal. What am I going to play?
Is it it's your turn?
It is my turn.
It is your turn. Play something not Lou Reed.
Okay, do you want me to go super heavy? Do you want me to go, I've got like 17 songs already picked, but I got to pick one.
Super heavy. Do it.
Super heavy.
Do it.
I've got a bit too much face going on. I could use a bit of metal, dude.
Hey, let's go with this one. We Disintegrate Nevermore.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. We almost
played. I know where the next one was going with that.
That's the one I almost played like 3 times in the show already.
Because it's a banger.
It's a banger. It's a banger. It's what we're listening to in the metal shop. Multiple of us in the metal shop are listening to that next song. All right. So we've all had a turn.
Or two turns.
Georgia, when do you have to go back to the office? Are you good for another round, or are we going too late?
I think I'm good for another round. I don't want to tap out quite yet.
All right.
So perfect. I'm also now stuck between an older song and a newer song, newer band.
Okay.
Any preference?
Am I the only one? No, you picked an old one already, and I picked an old one already.
Okay.
And you went old and Canadian.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You double dipped.
I did.
You doubled down. And I failed the Canadian test.
Yeah.
When I played mine.
Back to whatever European country your last name is from.
Yep.
You decide.
I don't know. I do want to hear an older song. I want one of us to pick an older song for sure. But I do want to hear a new song too, and then that's a batch of songs. So
I will not be the person that picks an old song.
Okay. Are you picking an old or new?
Look at this youngster over here. Whippersnapper. The new band.
Whippersnapper? Isn't that Ned Flanders' band?
There is the
Whippersnapper.
Brother.
Oh, Whipstriker could be
brother.
There is the Ned Flanders. Doodies.
There is the Ned Flanders metal band.
The Howley Doodlies are one hell of a band.
Or is it
Oakley? There.
Oakley Dokley.
Oakley Dokley. That's what it is. Thank you.
Because we have an air guitarist named Dred Flanders, and people bring him up. People bring them up a lot.
That's great.
So good.
There's a lot of great air guitar names that we haven't even talked about. Air guitar. Lieutenant Face Melter. And Private Face Melter. The first time I got an email from somebody in air guitar, like confirming my spot in a competition, and it was signed Lieutenant Face Melter. I like lost my shit. I'm like,
I guess we're in.
I love it.
So what's the band called? The Oakley Dokleys? I can't remember.
It's just called Oakley Dokley.
Oakley Dokley. So good.
Is that going to be someone's pick?
No.
Not mine.
But it's so not like, tonight. But
like,
so
it
good.
Seems like we all know who they are.
It seems too obvious.
Yeah. if anybody's listening, please go check out their band page. You need to see a picture of these people, and you need to listen to the music. It is Ned Flanders metal. It's fantastic. It's
awesome. Where are you? You're performing. I want before you pick your song, I do want to go off script a bit and go on script for
you guys. Got a script?
Yeah, didn't you get it? I emailed it to you like yesterday. Like, can't you tell my acting is a little wooden today?
Mine's in a visual.
That's a good pull medium. There, right there. Imagination Manifesto by GMB Jimmy Chuck.
Mine's in a comic book because I can't read.
Where are you at with the world air guitar championships and stuff? Do you want to maybe update people where, like, what stage are you at now? Where are you competing? What the hell's going on?
My next stop is Nationals, U.S. Nationals, which will be in San Francisco on July 26th at the Independent in San Francisco. Right. And I got there. I qualified from the Boston competition.
From Boston. Okay, cool.
Yeah. We had a Brooklyn competition and a Manhattan competition, but Boston was right in between. So I I wound up coming in third in Brooklyn, so I hedged my bets and I went to Boston because I won there a couple of years ago and gave it a shot, and I won from Boston. So now I'm going straight to Nationals. So that was the Boston Regional. Now I go to Nationals, and if I win Nationals, then I go to the World Championship in Finland.
So jealous.
And you guys, Canadians, you guys should know that your winner, your Canadian champ. First of all, the current world champion is Canadian. His name is Ichabod Fame. He's representing you guys. Yeah. So he's awesome. That's the current world champion. Your current Canadian champion, because they just had their nationals this year, is Dinosaurus Rex, and she's going to be going to Finland this year, defending Canada.
Oh man.
Nice.
Okay, that's cool as hell.
I'm loving all of these names. So good.
Oh yeah,
I just looked at a picture of Ichabod Fame, and I don't even know what to think. It's great. He's got
this up. Hang on.
He's like he's like a pirate, 1700s farmer, 80s workout glam rock artist.
Yeah, he was like pirate by day, choreographer by night.
Oh my God, this guy's awesome. He is freaking awesome.
For all we know, he might be a member of Ailstorm, and we just...
Yeah, that's possible.
He plays tambourine for the Vinocchio.
Plays cowbell.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That is wicked.
He could actually easily play in the band I'm going to play after. I've decided what band I'm playing later. I already know what it is. Because Tony didn't know the band and he wants to hear more of the band, and I hear him through the vents.
Is he through the vents, or is he back in the boardroom?
Well, he keeps going back in the vents. I think he left the sandwich back there.
True. Yeah, he's got to like move his desk or his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he come
in? No one's helping
him. Onboarding him.
Did he see lunches that had sandwiches without green on the top? And he felt, not my style. Need to go back into the vents and get my old ones.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he likes his sham sandwiches. I don't know why you like that.
What is sham?
It's fake ham. It's sham.
I thought that's what spam was.
Oh, this is worse than spam.
Spam, you know, there's nothing wrong with spam.
Yes, there's a lot wrong with spam.
Other than the salt content, there is nothing wrong with spam.
Aside from the salt content, sure, but I do enjoy like spam, like onigiri. Like there's this poke place near me, and they have like spam on the rice with the nori. It's I don't know what it is.
Like
I'm not
sushi
really
thing?
A spam. Yes, well, I don't. Well, I'm not
no,
really a
no.
I'm not a fan of spam, but I like that. I don't know why. It's got like garlic in it. Yeah.
In Hawaii, they got like the rice to go. They make like a little rice thing. They get like a strip of spam over top and like seaweed, rolled it up, and you're like, hey, if you're going on a hike, there you go, and you'll eat it, and it's like pretty nice. You go to Hawaii, in the stores, you go to the aisle. You could say the spam aisle because they have flavors of spam. They don't have one flavor. There is
flavors.
You can get bacon. You can get turkey. They've got flavors of spam. It is big.
Interesting.
It's
in Hawaii.
Yeah, they love their spam. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Karen cooks with spam all the time.
I guess I've been making poke bowls wrong all this time.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Winnipeg poke bowl. My
mom's pretty wicked around a kitchen.
My wife kept saying, she said, apparently we should not. Go to this poke.
Apparently not.
He's making poke bowls with spam. No.
Now great. I will.
You got
sounds
it. You
like
gotta
that's
try.
The just... traditional way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Georgia, let's get back to your song.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know how to pronounce.
We keep pulling these all the time.
You know, I knew I should have made a left turn at Albuquerque.
It's a problem. I apologize. Okay, what's the song you want to play?
So I'm gonna type it in the chat because I don't know how to pronounce the band name. I think it's Sabir.
Okay.
Or it could be Sabir. I don't know. There's an umlaut over the I. I don't know how to
like
pronounce
Sepultura?
It, but they're...
or Sepultura. Where are you going?
That's I think it is Sepultura.
Why?
Why?
It's got an umlaut. It's got an
umlaut. Yeah, that has
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, I want to make sure I get the right band here because they have one single called Sucking Off Santa.
Fuck. Yes. That would.
Yes. You got
that.
Sounds so metal.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yes.
Oh my God. Do. Okay. So, which is that the name of the song that you sent me to?
It's not. Oh, yeah. So the name of the song is Rip Rip Hill off of their latest album, which again, I don't know how to pronounce. It's J and A with umlauts.
It could be
Sabir. Yep. And yacht, maybe yacht, yacht. Yep. I don't know, but
I was trying
awesome.
To look up. I was trying to look up the about, and there it says Sabir, and then it just says in like a sentence with four words where they've made it into four sentences. You're concentrated, Sid Metal. Like that clears it all up.
You're concentrated. I'm
excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. This is gonna be good. Okay, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Okay, that was wicked.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Hell yeah.
That was a good. Yeah, nice. I like the, yeah. acid, psychedelic. Yeah, no, I think all of that description that I was given was pretty accurate. It kind of melded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love their like reverberous vocals. Like it sounds like Tony singing from the vents. It's like very, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, he might be singing a little harder when if he's on the rack and they're stretching him. Like if he's been in there for a decade, like he's gonna appreciate a stretching, but he's gonna be 7 or 8 feet tall.
Well, you get when you're all like crouched the rack.
Yeah, he's gonna be asking for more of it. So
like, there's certain tortures I like because you know they're less painful than other tortures,
mm-hmm. such as,
and some feel just like massages and chiropractic work.
Yeah. Well, I was referring to tortures like listening to Anne Murray, like you know, like
that. You gotta hate on for Anne Murray, man. You gotta get over it.
And why not? What did she do to you?
She released albums.
A Canadian, no less. It's really, really messing up your ratio.
Well, you said a lot by saying no less.
What was it? What was it from the Was it from the South Park movie, the Blame Canada song, was it?
Yes.
Blame we've got to Canada.
We've got to stop that hockey hullabaloo and that bitch and Murray too.
With all the hockey hullabaloo and that bitch and Murray too.
Blame Canada. That song won an award. I think that won an award.
Didn't win a Grammy or something?
It won a Grammy.
But there was also a whole episode of Family Guy where Anne Murray came on and, yeah, it was quite good. Stewie or Brian realized and Murray revealed that she didn't write a single song in her career. And then he's like, what? You didn't write any of your songs? No. You bitch. And then they just, yeah, it was awesome.
That's a good story.
Hey, you know, that was really cool how you told us what Snowbird was about.
Well, you know, that's just the way I always interpreted the song. But I suppose Gene probably could have explained it better than I.
Who's Gene?
Gene McClellan. He wrote the song.
I see. But you wrote all your other songs, right?
No, all of my songs were written by other people. As a singer, I've been blessed to interpret the works of many gifted, sensitive songwriters.
Oh. So you're just a big fucking liar.
That's crazy.
There's a story.
That's almost as bad as Sarah McLachlan admitting that she's never been able to watch her pet adoption commercials, PSAs.
That's interesting, really. Are you aware of those, Georgia? It might be a Canadian. Yeah,
in the arms of the angels. That's universal, I'm pretty sure, right? Are.
Like you see like a starving child looking at you, like this is pretty sad. And then you see like someone's been hitting a puppy and it looks at you with sad eyes. You're like, oh my God, who the hell did this?
Would hit a puppy?
I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost as universal as like the Pure Moods commercials. That, like sometimes I just get the whole, did you guys ever get the Pure Moods CDs commercials?
Oh, Pure Moods. No? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where music carries you away. Experience Pure Moods, the perfect soundtrack for your way of life. Direct from Europe, this multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of millions. Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of tubular bells. Or take a trip into the unknown with the X-Files theme. No other collection gives you the feeling of Pure Moods. To order Pure Moods, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for the amount shown, plus shipping and handling. Rush delivery available. Call now.
Yeah.
They're like a compilation CD.
Yeah. It was like with like Enigma and like Gregorian chanting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all like that kind of like highfalutin with flutes, I think, too. I don't know. Music.
Highfalutin. I think it's a Grand Funk. Isn't that a Grand Funk Railroad song?
It might be. But I also use a Jumping Jehizafats quite often, too. So
There is a song I think called "Highfalutin Woman" that I always get a kick out of. Just it's a Grand Funk Railroad song. Highfalutin.
Sounds like something Alex would say. Well, I married a highfalutin woman. Let me tell you.
Let me try.
Oh, sorry, Rory. I mean, Rory.
So what were the words?
Highfalutin.
I married a highfalutin woman.
Yeah.
And I have to lean back.
Yeah, you have to lean back with your hands clasped together like that.
Like this?
Yes.
Well, I married a highfalutin woman in my day. I don't know. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Was that what you were looking for?
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Something you would say. I'm like, back in my day.
You know, when I worked with David Foster, he really wanted me to record it in multiple takes. And I said, David, I do everything in one take. Thank you very much. But I did a second take for him. And when we did the second take, you know what he said? We're going to go with the first one in. And I said, I told you I was right.
I thought that was a Prince impression.
That was pretty good. But that's literally what she said. And I will quote my mother saying that fucking bitch. That's what my mom said. Wow. It's my mom that hates Anne Murray. I love my mom, so I don't like Anne Murray. So there's a correlation.
It's a generational hate.
Yes.
I think it's the same.
It's self hate at this point, because when you're from New Brunswick,
Nova Scotia. Well, I'm from New Brunswick.
Damn it, yeah. Close. When you're from Nova Scotia,
and she's from Nova Scotia, so you know. We don't like the Nova Scotians.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason for it, but because.
And then there's us in Manitoba. We're like, what the hell are you on the ocean for, you damn fool?
This is all Canadian.
We're here and freeze up in the winter. What you fool? Because we're so damn miserable here.
Yeah. Yeah. We're miserable in the center of the country.
That's why we get so uppity. It's like, how's it going? Well, winter, what the fuck? They call us friendly Manitobans. So they're like,
Highfalutin Manitobans.
Highfalutin diet. Beer. Meat inside. They're like, is there such a thing as seasonal depression disorder? I'm like, yeah, it's every year for us.
It's every year.
If someone says it's not real, it's like, it is every year for us.
What season? The year, yeah.
And it's like, what year is it? Is it depression or construction? You know, it's kind of in the middle.
Yep.
Coming off of depression season and I'm on to construction.
See, I'm a little bit more well adjusted than these two. I'm from Alberta, so it's a little different.
Sure. I'm not good at the arrogance.
The province.
I don't know where any of these places are. I know Canada, US is here, Canada's here. That's kind of the extent. Province. I don't really
He's
know.
Just rubbing his oil money in our face again.
His province is named after a body part.
Well, I'm from Alberta. I'm like,
yeah,
sure,
cool. They're the
Kentuckians of Canada.
They're the.
Oh, hey, if anything,
is it Texas. Kentucky or Oklahoma?
Well, maybe Oakley.
Texas.
A bit of Texas, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Everything's
better in Alberta. Until you actually live there and you realize that everything costs.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the mountains are
beautiful. But do you have
buggies? Buggies?
Buggies.
They're buggies.
It's like a rest stop store emporium. They have like food, different kinds of food.
Are you talking about a truck stop?
Yes, kind of like a truck stop. Not officially a truck stop. It's more like just a big. It's a big store. BUC-EES.
Like Walmart.
Do you have 7-Elevens?
Yeah,
we have 7-Eleven. Winnipeg is the 7-Eleven Slurpee capital of the world.
Even though we've shut
yes,
a bunch
okay,
of
great. The Slurpee capital
imagine
of the world.
That, but like bigger and more ingrained in a branding of a beaver.
Yeah, we have
like they like has a beaver mascot. Yeah,
no, it feels 7-11. Like
there's beaver mascots, and where was this? All Bucky's. Over the USA.
Beaver mascot. Are we charging a tariff?
Well, we got to tariff that shit.
It's mostly located like in
we're
the
off
south.
The fucking rails.
they're putting a tariff on Buc-ee's. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Biggest mistake. We're cutting off all ties. We're cutting off. It was ours from the start.
Beaver nuggets.
Beavers.
You've never beaver had nuggets. Beaver nuggets that are better than this.
They have had beaver tails, but we're keeping all the tails. We're not giving them. They're just going to keep the beavers. We'll keep the tails. Katie, put on your makeup. We're going out. We're putting it down.
No more dams.
We're putting down your makeup. No more. On your eyeliner, JD. We're going out. We're making a speech. We're taking all the beaver tails. It's going to be the greatest and the biggest thing we've ever done. Don't tell Elon. He's going to ruin it. Hold on.
Hang on. I'm going to keep that.
Oh my god.
I've already done it. You're behind me.
Okay.
See, you know, I knew I should have made a left turn. It's ridiculous.
Turn in Albuquerque.
Ready? One more? Got one more in
here? What a song.
All right.
Fuck, song on.
It's my turn?
Go.
All right. We're going to do something quick. We're going to go in. Do you guys like harpsichord? Too bad.
Yeah.
We've done the band before. We're going to do Glory Hammer, but we're doing one with their newer singer because
we talked about this before.
So,
I just found Glory Hammer not that long ago, and I'm like, God, what is this band?
They have,
it's like new?
Yeah, so go into, it's in this album. It's the first song of the
Incoming Transmission?
Oh, sorry, the second one.
The holy, holy flaming hammer of unholy cosmic frost. Here we go.
It's the intro to the story here, the continuation of the others. But
okay, good.
It's fun. It's fast. It's got it going on. Enjoy.
Mighty Highlands,
this band's touring with Ailstorm up the East Coast of the US this year. So
good.
If they, I hope they come to Winnipeg. Ailstorm's come to Winnipeg twice in the last 6 years.
Really?
So, yeah. If
wasn't the lead singer, it's a Sabaline singer for both, right?
No, the Ailstorm singer is the evil sorcerer in this band.
It's in this song.
In this, I think he's played with them or he's toured with them. Like he sings, he's the sorcerer character, and he might play guitar, keyboard.
Okay.
For them, okay. I think he might play with them live keyboard because I think they have a full band.
That's some Jens Johansson keyboarding going on.
That is
some Jens Johansson.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff. Like Ailstorm has some good keyboards. They got some. Yeah, they got some good stuff.
George, are you familiar with Ailstorm and Gloryhammer?
I have heard of them. I've listened to them a little bit. I am not like super familiar with their material. I have to be in a specific mood to listen to anything in the general, like more modern power metal realm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can kind of be a little iffy. Like sometimes. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it, and it all winds up like blending into each other.
Oh yeah,
like it all just sounds like they're telling pirate ghost stories, and I'm kind of like not
pretty much it.
Or some but fool singing a Lord of the Rings song.
That too. I also I'm very weird. I listen to like I'll listen to like Hammerfall and Blind Guardian, like Mago de Oz, and all of that. But like I don't know. I have to be in a specific mood for anything after like 2003 or something. I don't know what it is. It might just be like my own personal bias that I have to get over.
Have you ever heard of Have you ever heard 3 Inches of Blood? It is a
of course.
Oh, okay.
Deadly. Yeah. I have the song Deadly Sinners on my air guitar playlist.
Another Canadian classic.
Oh my god, they're so good live too. I've never seen someone with a metal glove like this guy. The glove went all the way down. It was just studded all the way up, and it was so metal, so awesome.
I feel like I saw them on tour with Skeleton Witch. I don't know if I'm imagining that. Skeleton Witch and High on Fire, I think. Let me check, because sometimes I just imagine shit. I just imagine, like, I see bands and then forget that I've seen them. Like, I'll be looking forward to a concert. Like, I can't wait to see this band and then, like, look back at something that I took a picture or a video of and I'm like...
Is that phone case Screaming for Vengeance?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, totally.
Yeah.
You're doing
actually Frank Bello from Anthrax actually complimented me on this too.
I love it.
I might get a new phone at the end of the summer, so I might try to find some kind of cool if I can find it's just like Dio in the back. I'll be like, oh yeah,
I got this holding from, a sword properly.
It's not a sword. Dio taught us in Holy Diver, if you hold a sword. If you hold it like this, two hands, nobody can take it from you. And when you walk, you just kind of wave it across.
Unlike Adam Irwin, she held it with one hand, and then it got taken away so easily. Yeah,
that's what
she should have double handed that sword.
It was the same era of Holy Diver, so she almost should have been in the loop, right?
She should have been. She's 7 feet taller than Ronnie James Dio.
Everyone is at least 7 feet taller than
Ronnie James. Are you familiar with Lee Aaron?
Of course, you played Metal Queen last week. I have two Instagram accounts. I have my Georgia Lunch Instagram account, Georgia.Lunch, and then I have like a personal one for like my government name. happenings and concerts I go to.
Oh,
wait,
cool.
And that's Georgia Lunch.
I'm sorry.
Nothing. Never mind. Carry on.
I missed the first part.
You're not Georgia Lunch, and like that's not your real name.
Hey, she's HR. Don't you question her? Don't you question her?
I have another profile that I peer under sometimes when I go to concerts and post random stuff, and that's it has Metal Queen in the screen name because of that song.
Yeah. Oh, that's
nice.
But then also Doro Pesh has the same thing in her Instagram handle, which is funny. Yeah. But no, I love Lier, and I love the later 80s stuff when she was getting poppier. That stuff too, I love that. Like,
do you like that stuff? Because I think there's some girls
do what you do to my body.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
She's actually, I don't know if she's from here, but she lived in Winnipeg for some time cone, as we said. I just thought I'd play this song because you were talking about your government name and go straight to hell, you government personnel.
Oh man. Well, good thing I don't work for the government. I'm still trying to figure out if I was it 2001? Because I it's gonna drive me nuts.
You can't remember if you worked for the government?
No, not the government. If I saw 3 inches of blood.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I've seen three inches of blood, but I don't want to talk about it.
Is that when Dylan was on the press and lost his manlyhood?
Oh no, I'll talk about that all day. That was hilarious.
See, all you have to say is, "I remember when I saw 3 inches of blood." That is a tale for another time. And then you start playing the intro to that power, the Glory Hammer song. That is a tale
for another time.
Pretty much. Sometimes you just need to have. I'll have to. Yeah.
Timing.
Have you ever listened to some of our songs where you play? Have you ever listened to Rhapsody, where they literally have Christopher Lee in their songs?
Yes, I have heard that.
Because you'll be like, I don't know. The last album was so epic. I don't know if this one's going to be good. And then, like, you feel this bass, like, ambiance start, and it's like,
12 crystals were forged in the darkness.
Damn it, they've done it again. Because you don't even,
let me tell you. You could have a harpsichord as long as Christopher Lee was talking and it makes it metal right away.
There's one that has like the first song is like the 2 minute lore intro with like the ambiance, and then it goes into like the title track like you would see in a movie, and you're like it's like that particular album is like the score of that album is like it's something.
He also has his own metal album, right?
You know, yes, he does. This is me keeping Alex in check.
Yeah, I like this actually. I haven't been this out of control. This keeps me out of.
I think your wife is like, thank God he's not home.
Oh, for sure. She's usually just like, that's nice.
I get that for mine too.
My favorite Christopher Lee is when Peter Jackson again. Was like, they do the scene. And like somebody stabbing him in the back, and he's just like, "That's not what it sounds like when you stab somebody in the back." How do you know that? I've done it, and then just walks away.
I think it was like he was like, "Do you know how they sounds?" Because I do, and it's like, "All right, do what you do. I'm not going to question."
Christopher, could you do another take of that scene?
No, I don't think I'm going to do another take of that.
You're right. You're right. Sorry, you're right.
No,
no more takes.
No, Peter, I refuse. As Saruman, I would never listen to a human direct.
Is he really Saruman?
He wanted to be Gandalf.
Yes, but he was too old.
Tolkien told him he could be Gandalf.
Yes, and
he was friends with Tolkien. They were buddies. Yeah.
He tried to be, but they're like, no, we want.
He was a better Saruman. Let's face it.
He was a wicked Saruman. When he's put his like hands on the, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The twine to you.
He's acting with his fucking fingers.
Also,
it was like fucking scary.
The things, the crystal balls. You know who made those?
Crystal?
Feanor.
Literally. Oh my god! All the way back around.
Wow,
We're gonna play Tom's song because we're delaying.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. Blank space.
I wanted to keep things fun. I wanted to go a different direction earlier, but things are feeling really fun right now, so we're going to go fun.
I'm excited for this one.
Okay.
Miss you, meet you, where you been? I could
could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, hey. New money, student tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand.
I can make the gun girls bad for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
From the album Punk Goes Pop. That's pretty interesting.
Compilations. I like that.
Yeah.
That was that's how actually that band got discovered, really. They put that out on YouTube and it blew up. Band's called I Prevail.
I Prevail is a really
fantastic band. And yeah, no, that was, I don't know. In my opinion, Taylor Swift's never sound better.
I think the reason I got this job is because I saw Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Do
tell. I was romancing this lady who I married, and we had a bucket list of shows we had to see, of bands we wanted to see, and I'm like, I want to see the Pixies. No problem. We got our Pixies tickets. They were $30 a piece. No problem. I want to see Taylor Swift. No problem. $300 a ticket. We saw Taylor Swift on the Red Tour.
Cool.
I think I have a lot more shows to see to make up the difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it not worth the $300? Because I mean, the Red Tour, that's like still some pretty... I've listened to her entire discography, just because I used to have... there was a group of friends that I had that we would go through artist discographies and discuss them, like kind of like a book club. So we did Taylor Swift's discography and discussed it.
Oh, cool.
I actually kind of... There's some good parts of Red, like... There are some solid bits, you know, and through her discography, I do appreciate some of the songwriting structure. That sounds like it would be a good time, even if like you're not a big fan. Like I'm not a Swiftie per se, but I imagine the show would be really good. Did you enjoy it?
I did, actually. It was pretty good. I mean, it was entertaining. There was lots going on. They had this like weird redheaded stepchild guy opening for him, for her.
Ed that Sheeran,
was who,
right?
Who was nobody at the time.
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry to this guy, but I'm like, oh, he's really talented because he was one man banding it. Right. And he had all these digital delay pedals. If you're a musician, yeah, you know,
he
do, digital.
Like, wasn't he doing like the looping and stuff? Didn't he used to like do this new blue pedal and stuff?
Because he didn't have a band. That. He couldn't afford to pay people to be in a band. So he looped the drum part, and then he looped like more like a bass part, and then you loop like a background vocal part, and then you loop a rhythm guitar part.
Yeah.
And you saw him constructing it on the stage as he was going, which I was enamored with that because my brother would do that. He'd like try to play everything himself with loop pedals, and it was like, this is pretty interesting. And I do like Ed Sheeran. I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't get me in trouble with the Metal Lord, but
HR, take him away.
I admitted to enjoying Taylor Swift songwriting. At this point, I feel like we can balance it out and strike them both from the record. It's all right.
Okay. Okay.
Are we all admitting things we shouldn't right now? Tom, take it away.
I saw Taylor Swift open before she was anybody when she opened for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Taylor Swift at like, I don't know, 14, big ass fucking hair, just a curly mass of hair.
Her she had Memphis stage, hair.
Acoustic guitar, and she just played and sang. I had no idea who she was until like 5 years later.
That was like she had the song Tim McGraw, right?
Yeah, she had the song. Yeah. I'm like, that's the only reason I knew who she was is because I'm like, this broad's singing a song about
the guy she's opening for.
Yeah.
I like that we worded it as it.
It's broad over here. I wish I could go to the bar and get a drink. It's the 1930s. Prohibition's
fine. What highfalutin broad here.
Highfalutin.
Did you ever really watch that suicidal tendencies video?
Yeah.
You can't bring me down.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of 50s cops.
I'm going to apprehend them for playing. We're going to apprehend them here for tax evasion. Here. Got Al Capone, we're going to get you here. Say, come here. Stick him up. Put him up where I can see him. Are you going to...
Oh, what a great fucking video.
That was
like,
a great video.
Mike Muir is like, you can't bring me down. You can't.
And the 50s cops show up.
They're like, who went after Babyface Nelson? You think you can't take down a hoodlum like yourself? I got a shot.
Oh my god, in like a baby face Robert Trujillo, however you pronounce his name.
Trudeau?
Bless you.
I'm so uncultured.
Okay, I think we have one song left. Am I the only one left? Or did I miss
you? You're the one left. Yep.
Okay, yeah. So we'll finish on this song because holy shit, did we go? I apologize for people who have to go to work tomorrow. But it's Canada Day tomorrow, so I'm sorry, Georgia.
Oh, in Canada.
Okay.
I know there's Canada. July 4th. We have July 1st.
Yeah.
That's all right. Canada well, Day. We're evened out, yeah. Because I got Friday off.
You guys fought the British, and then we just said, hey, we want to be independent. They're like, yeah, you guys are so expensive. Get out of here. And we're like...
Does Gordon... Does Gordon Lightfoot have a song about it? I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does. And a bitch, it's a 17-minute epic.
Yes.
Oh, love it.
It's called The War of 1812.
Is that the one like on the way to Louisiana? I don't know what I'm
saying. Oh my god, I totally lost what I was gonna play. So
it's your fault.
Okay. So do I play Indian metal or do it? No, I'm gonna play Winnipeg.
Oh, you do it. We do it.
Are you gonna play Bollywood?
That sticks with the fun vibe. Bloodywood? That sticks with the fun vibe.
Which is the fun vibe? Right? The Winnipeg band or the Indian band?
Which is
Indian
more
metal.
Song? Indian metal. Okay, let's go with Indian
I'm
metal.
I'm assuming Bloodywood, but I don't know for sure.
Yes, the song is called Kismet. Georgia?
Yes.
Stick around after the song. We'll talk after we go off the air.
Tom, you can just get out of there, apparently.
Cool.
I'll just go fuck myself.
Just kidding.
But we're going to end the actual on-air part of the show with Bloodywood's song Kismet.
All right. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
हाँ खेल खिलौने थे त्याग में टूट पड़ा इस जंग में हालात का मारा किसी एरिया कमी नहीं थी ढंग में हाँ ये सवेरा नहीं डरेगा आज के इस अंधेरे से तोड़ दिया किस्मत का चक्का नहीं बदूंगा गहरे में I toss on the grind just to meet the ends. I'm getting by myself with some help from friends. And I became the heroes I believed in. Fighting all these battles that be bigger by the season. Growing up, I never old, I give you the reason. The boy became a man, but the boy's still breathing. It's my garden. The boy, he's a garden. The mother, you got the dead. What's the goal of the game? I'm going to start the land. What's going on? Christian. So this is the norm. But boy, I'm
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey, gang. Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/SeanGeekPodcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/SeanGeekPodcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.